This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The third and final presidential debate is tonight in Las Vegas, the real beginning of the home stretch and the most divisive election in modern memory. The divisions we've seen so far have been by and large predictable. Voters split along racial and gender lines, but there have been some less predictable divisions as well, like education. For the first time in half a century, a Democrat could win the majority of white voters with college degrees. That education gap is an especially big factor in North Carolina, where college-educated whites have long voted Republican but could help give Hillary Clinton that state come November. Marketplace's Rima Crace reports now from Raleigh that that shift says as much about the candidates as it does about the changing economics of North Carolina.
I meet up with Kelly Hollis in the midst of her daily after-school drill.
Good to meet you.
Good to meet you, too. I'm Kelly. This is Lauren.
10-year-old Lauren runs into the house to get ready for soccer practice. 13-year-old Riley, already sweaty and mud-stained, takes a break before soccer round two.
He has his second practice this afternoon, so it's a busy afternoon for us.
Inside, Hollis immediately points out a glossy postcard laying on her kitchen table.
I think the first Hillary ad that has come in the mail.
Oh, did you just get that today?
Yesterday. It came yesterday.
Why is this Clinton ad such an event?
I mean, as a registered Republican, never get marketing materials from the Democratic Party.
She's still a registered Republican, but she's getting marketing materials because she was so infuriated by Trump after watching the first debate that she signed on to support Clinton.
I wasn't a fan of Hillary Clinton, but when I realized that that was my only option, a protest vote didn't sit well with me, if that makes sense.
It's not just Trump's character that turns Hollis off. She says his policies on immigration, taxes, and trade will hurt the economy.
I was driving through rural western North Carolina a couple weeks ago, and, you know, it was just like Trump sign after Trump sign after Trump sign. And I just wanted to stop and, like, scream, he is not going to help you.
Voters like Hollis, white and college-educated, have long been the Republicans' winning formula in North Carolina. They went for Bush, McCain, and in 2012, 70% of college-educated white voters backed Romney. But a recent poll shows that's nearly flipped. 60% of those voters are now backing Clinton. White voters without college degrees are moving around, too. They're far more likely to back Trump, says Michael Bitzer, a political science professor at Catawba College near Charlotte.
We've talked about the gender gap. We've talked about the God gap. I think this education gap is really going to be driving a lot of what we're seeing, particularly here in North Carolina.
It's driving the Clinton campaign. It has three times as many field offices in the state as Trump and has collected reams of data it can use to target those white educated voters. Dan Cannonan heads up the campaign in the state.
We look at where we need to mobilize people. We look at where we need to persuade people. We know essentially what markets to be in and down really to the precinct level.
The campaign and its supporters also will have blanketed the state with an estimated $20 million in ads by Election Day. Trump still lags far behind in ad spending, but has moved more staff to North Carolina. And both candidates say they'll visit the state after the debate.
North Carolina is in play in part because of a lot of demographic changes that have made it just a different state than it was even 4 years ago and the 4 years before that.
Different in that half of North Carolina's registered voters now come from somewhere else. With one of the fastest growing economies in the country, the state has become a magnet for young, well-educated workers who are flocking to cities like Charlotte and Raleigh for jobs in banking, tech, research. I went looking for transplants at World of Beer, a bar just outside of Raleigh in a city called Cary. It's spelled C-A-R-Y, and people joke it stands for Containment Area for Relocated Yankees, like 37-year-old David Cowflesh.
Yeah, I moved here from Boston because it's easy to get a software job here, and I grew up in Kentucky, so this is a lot like my hometown of Louisville with a much better economy.
Cowflesh says he's undecided and may not vote for president. His friend, Molly Miles, who will be voting, also moved here for a tech job. She's 28, from Texas, and grew up in a super Republican family.
Very conservative Christian values.
Miles remembers when she was in second grade and supported Bill Clinton as part of a school assignment.
And my mom was like, no. And like, we had a talk about how that was not okay. And we don't vote for Democrats because they reward lazy people.
These days, her mom bombards her on social media instead.
There's definitely been a lot of yay Trump Facebook posts,
which Miles deletes. She says she's registering as an independent. And Kelly Hollis, the suburban mom from Raleigh, will be giving up her Republican status and joining Miles.
I don't think that the Republican Party really represents my values anymore.
If Clinton keeps her hold on people like Hollis and Miles, she just may score a rare victory among college-educated voters in this southern swing state. I'm Rima Crace for Marketplace.